Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Mac Control for Black and Rose Thermostat. My name is Jeff. That is over every evening at 9 p.m. on the Green Lantern Radio Sub-Repeater, our frequency 146. 6.55 MHz. This is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomfield on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all safaris welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bloomfield Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Carter Street in Bloomfield, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Emergency radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so for a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.bloomfieldarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI portable.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's going on?
Another beautiful, actually better than last night, beautiful night here in at Big Otter Lake. It's a lot clearer, it's not clear, but it's pretty close, but yes, last night it got kind of foggy and damp, but there's no fog, no mist on the lake, stars are out. I guess I'm not going to see the moon unless I get up at midnight or something. It doesn't come up till real late. And originally I wasn't going to stay two nights, but pretty quickly I decided, pretty quickly yesterday when I got in here, I said, no, I'm not... And especially observing the temperature today. No, I'm not walking out in the afternoon. It's too hot. So last I knew, the forecast is about the same. I was just listening to the National Weather Service before I got over here, and of course you got to listen until it gets back around to the forecast. I got the Syracuse one on, but I think I'll be okay. I'll just get up in the morning when the sun comes up, you know, there about 6:30, and paddle across the lake and get out before it gets too hot. You know, if I get rained on, as long as it's not like thunderstorms while I'm paddling across the lake, I'm fine. And the only thing that really is going to have any concern if getting wet is my radio and my camera, and they're both in Ziploc bags, so I'll be okay. It just might not be pleasant, but it's not going to be very cold, so, you know, even if there's a sprinkle, it'll be all right. The big thing is I hope it doesn't rain overnight, because last night I didn't put up my rain fly tarp, and I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm going to sleep right here on the beach on the sand. Last night I had my little ridge rest foam pad, and I think I'm going to dispense with that. I think it's going to be more comfortable to wiggle around in the sand and get in the right spot. So we'll see what happens with that. It's probably, you know, you're real close to the water, so you tend to get a little damper, but I think it'll be more comfortable, and I don't think there's going to be that much problem with dampness. So that's what we're going to try. KC2WI.
All right, well, if you get up early enough, you'll be able to get out of there before it heats up too much. All right, Pete. Thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT. I see there's nobody on Echo Link, so I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2BFM, good evening, Jeff. WA2U.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with M2PFM. Good evening. George, what's going on today?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else. On that, we got a temperature of 69 degrees and falling, and the temperature range today was 62 to 81. And we did have some sun on and off today, but not a complete steady sunshine all day, sort of like it's been the last few days. And I don't know, have you heard of it? I've seen them advertised. I'm going to try something this month. They have these super capacitors now that when hooked together, hook six of them together in series, and the discharge, well, the charge up the discharge to start a lot of car motors, and it works beautifully in the smaller tractors, but there's a battery, and in the car he showed several things where it went at least down to 20 degrees. And I wouldn't be out with, even if it did work, I'd still be keeping my 72-month battery around the vehicle just in case, but I think that's something that's quite interesting. At least you could have one of them around with you in the vehicle in case you suddenly need a boost or whatever. Sure, they're charged, their capacitors are charged beforehand, and with just with your 12 volts, and then you got something there to start with. It's a lot easier than carrying all kinds of wires and everything around you with a battery charger, for sure. So we'll see this month what happens with that, and I'll let you guys know. That will say God bless in 73, and 2, PFM clear.
Well, that's pretty neat. There's definitely a lot of stuff going on with that with storing energy these days, and that's pretty much the holy grail, really, is trying to get something that you can put all this electricity in. You can generate a lot of different things and storing it. So that'd be pretty neat to have something like that around in the car anyway. I see Tesla coming out with their batteries there, but they look really expensive. Those ones that they put in the house, they're about the size of maybe, maybe your average TV these days. But anyway, all right, George, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening to everyone on the net, WA2U, and everyone that's out there listening. I believe it's about 65 degrees. 65 degrees is the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Yeah, batteries are kind of interesting. We have an optimum battery. I remember going to camp and checking the voltage on it one winter. It was in there and it was cold, and it was still at, it was in there a number of months, at 75%. So, and I hooked up the generator and the charger, it came right back up. So some of these new ones have like a 10-year warranty on it. It's amazing. I like this one because there's no battery acid to spill, so that makes it nice. Didn't check in, I didn't hear a net on Monday. Last night, I wasn't around the radio, and Monday at about 10:30 a.m., a beautiful, big logging truck came in the driveway again, and truck dropped off, not really dropped off, it loaded off about 63 logs, of which I've already gotten into, so they're a little bit smaller than last year, more manageable, but that's okay. Still fit in the stove. And so I saw one of them up, but blocked it up and split it up today. I think that's going to be my method. Block up a log and then split it, and then Kathy puts it away in the wood pile. She enjoys that. So it's a little warm for that, so I'll wait a little bit for that. Call to go through there. Did that today. Got the chain grinder mounted to the table out here in the shop, and haven't done much with it, but it's all hooked up and seems to be working. I powered up and that's working, so that's a good thing. Let's see what the weather is like tomorrow afternoon. May take a trip, a few of us take a walk over to camp and build a fire over there. We haven't done that yet. We've got a nice fireplace over there, but get a few friends together, so we may not be around the fire ring tomorrow, but around the fireplace over at the camp. So looking forward to all of that. Yeah, when I'm all done with the woods, I should have exactly 3 year supply. That's if I burn 15 cord a year at least, so or maybe even more, I don't know. But anyways, few things are coming up. Up in console, though, I keep mentioning the pulleys and flywheel, or flywheel and pulleys get together on September 11th, 12th, and 13th, and after that's the Remsen Barn Fest. There's always something going on in our area. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff, and again, your antenna's been working great up at your other, up at the camp there. WATU, back to that.
Alright, well, tonight I'm home. This antenna usually works pretty good here. Don't usually have much of a trouble with this one. Of course, it's so close to the repeater here. Shouldn't have much of a trouble. my yell up to it, it'll broadcast signals. But anyway, well, sounds like you're going to run out of firewood work there once you get up about 5 years of it stored up. After that, I don't know if you can do much more than that, or it'll be rotten by the time you go to burn it. But anyway, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and you and Kathy have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Yes, yes. KD2AIT.
KD2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, not too much, really. Kind of quiet by this time of the evening, though. So you catch me with that question every time. Anyways, it's about 73 degrees. And we had a high of 85. We had sunshine just about all day long. Only a few periods of few clouds that drifted through. And the humidity was quite high today, so it was one of those days. But other than that, not much more to report. 7-3's all around. KA2000.
All right, Jack. Well, I think we're supposed to get a cold front moving through tomorrow, but then they show the temperature is going right back up. I don't know if that's going to handle the humidity or not. Guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, Jack, I see somebody here popped into Echolink. The KJ4OWJ. If you copy, come on in.
KJ4OWJ. Name is Jim, South Frauder. KJ4OWJ.
Good evening, James. I think you said you were South Florida there. We're up here in upstate New York. Up in the Adirondack. What's going on tonight?
Nothing, wrestling. On the TV, talking on the radio. Nothing special. Good weather. Hot. No rain. By 90 degrees outside today. Other than that, I'm doing good. East Coast, 55 miles, north of Miami.
Oh, roger that. A lot of people up here think that the weather is like Miami today. It's pretty hot up here. It has been. Not too bad, though. Up in the 80s here. Not sweltering, anyway. All right, well, thanks, James. Thanks for checking in. And we have a net here every night, 9 o'clock at Eastern Time. And feel free to check in whenever you like. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins?
WB2RU2.
WB2RUQ, my father John down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
No, nothing much. Just working on some projects and got a new router coming in tomorrow, so I'm going to put that in and take the other router and set it up as an access point further down in the house. Other than that, no, it's just been a quiet day, did some cooking, took it easy, supposed to get some on or off rain tomorrow, so we'll see. Turn it back to you, WB2RUQ here.
What kind of router did you get?
It's another Netgear. I think it's their WNDR 4700. I went looked at the different devices, and different Netgear units, and I like what I saw there and went through the reviews, so it should fit what I need.
All right, I'm interested to know. At some point, I'm going to have to upgrade mine, but not right now. But Last upgrade I tried to do, it didn't come out very well, so I'm stuck with this one.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KV2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
5AOW.
And 5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Evening, Jeff. I'm 5AOW and everyone else. It's on the frequency this evening. Something I was going to mention last night. On our trip, we went through Gettysburg. And it was interesting. We went to, the monumental tributes that they had for people that were involved in Gettysburg. And we came across the 97th Infantry, 2nd Brigade, 2nd Battalion, or 2nd Division, 1st Corps. And it was Colonel Charles Wheelock from Boonville. And I was quite impressed with that. You know, they had different ones all the way around. We got pictures of the monuments that they had for the troops and the divisions and so on. And it was really interesting. But, you know, Sherry kind of caught this one, and it's just something that struck home with it being so close. And a lot of history that I would imagine is behind that. But I thought it was interesting to know, and at least make it known that, you know, there was, what do you want to put it, tributes to military that came from Boonville, New York. And that was incredible. So, with that, not a whole lot to offer here, other than the fact that it's 59 degrees, temperature dropping down a little bit, gorgeous day today. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW.
Oh, that's pretty cool there, Bill. It's a small union, I guess. My dad'd be interested in that. Well, he's over there on Echo Lake. He probably knows all about it there. He's always following him. That's a pretty neat thing to go down there, and all of a sudden you see something right there from home. So that's pretty great. Alright, well, thanks, and we'll catch up with you later there. You guys have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. Are there any other check-ins? Not much to speak of for myself. I worked day to day. Seen the wife take a nice long walk out in the tow path. I see all the pumpkins are growing right up through the garden there. I think we counted 6 or 7 of them in there, big ones. And there's a couple little ones that are taking off too. So anyway, that's all I have to report. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATO.
I'll go with WA2U here first. I do believe I heard Pete there in the background. Pete, you're going to have to improve your signal there a little bit. I could barely hear you in the background. But anyway, go ahead, John.
Okay, WA2U. You've just proven that I play too much loud music. I'm wired with noise, and you got something out of it. Good for you, Jeff. I was listening to news today. It looks like where the club meetings are, they're going to take down, I don't know, called the Dollar General. There was something about it today on the news, so maybe everyone will end up with a bigger parking lot. I guess they're going to start that in the spring of next year. WATU, back to that.
Roger, I read that there in the paper today when I finally got around to reading it, and they're going to tear down the old Dollar General there, which used to be, well, it's been a few different things. I seem to recall one time it was I've had a few different stores over the years, so I don't want to date myself, but let's just say it's had a few different names. And I guess they're going to tear that down and they're going to put a parking lot in there for the library, and I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure it's going to be for the library, so as far as I understand, I read that they had bought it, so it's not going to be like a municipal parking lot, but more for the folks to go in the library, which is a good thing, because when you go up through that intersection there, and you're coming down, it's not really Main Street, Schuyler Street there, and you're coming up to the light, and try to get up in there, and there are people trying to cross the street to get in the library, and they're all parking right there in that corner, and first section's all handicap parking, and then there's not, doesn't leave a lot of parking for the residents on the street, so I think that'll be a good deal, and there's been nobody in that store for a while, so. All right, let's see, Pete, let's try your signal now. Bacon frying. I can hear you, but I have to turn it right up to hear you.
Well, I don't know. We'll try it. George is still around. I've got a little power supply, an HST1A or something like that, Gamma Research, that's ultra-capacitor. It's about the size of two cigarette packs. 5 amps continuous, it's a little switching power supply, but it's got ultra capacitors. It'll power a 100 watt HF radio on sideband all the time. It handles 20 amps peak. So I'm just curious about those ultra capacitors. What's the cost to get a stack, a 12 volt stack of them? If not, I'll try checking in tomorrow when I'm back at the house probably.
You got any info on that, George?
Yes, you can find as N2PFM to KC2WY. Yeah, you can find them all on eBay. There's a lot of them for sale there. But as soon as I check to the bank tomorrow, it's one of the things I'm getting. 6 of them for that project that I've seen several YouTubes on. All right, God bless, 73, N2PFM clear.
Okay, well,
transmission was unreadable, a lot of pick a bad thing in there, so we'll let it go there, Pete, and I think you'll be able to figure out what he's doing there, so try it again there when you get a little better signal. Alright, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Light Service and return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, George, John up at Hinkley Lake, Jack, James down there in South Florida, my father John down in Hudson Valley, and Bill. And we'll say 73 if anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
red for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Plenty of stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
5AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
Okay, very good, N5AOW, good evening, Bob. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for taking me in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, I'm having a little problem down on this end. We got quite a bit of defensing tonight. If I'm still making it through, are there any other stations? I acknowledge AOW and WBX. Anyone else? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-8-2-7-Z.